It's pretty hard to surprise New York City subway riders. They've seen just about every sales pitch and performance imaginable, but they've never seen anything like the group of young rappers that's taken to the trains in recent months. John Kalish, a middle-aged reporter who wasn't terribly fond of rap music, went along for the ride and came back with a new appreciation of the hip-hop scene.
For those of you who don't necessarily consider yourselves residents of the hip-hop nation, let me lay a little beatboxing on you. Those percussive sound effects are coming from just one guy, a 33-year-old hip-hop entrepreneur who calls himself Kid Lucky. He does have what hip-hoppers refer to as a government name, Terry Lewis, and he has a company, Beatboxer Entertainment, that works with major corporate advertisers, including Google and Verizon. Ironic, then, that Kid Lucky is among the hip-hop activists who feel things have gotten too commercial. So twice a month or so, they pile into a New York City subway car and rap for the riding public.
All right, what's going on, everybody? My name is Kid Lucky. We are on the Hip Hop Subway Series. We're sorry to be disturbing y'all.
Next stop is Roosevelt Avenue.
Roosevelt Avenue is the next stop. But what we're going to do is give you a dose of hip hop. Yo, Paul, drop it like it's hot.
The beatboxer known as Poe happens to be a 25-year-old Thai man currently in New York for an internship at a bank. These subway performances regularly draw rappers of both sexes, all races, in many parts of the globe.
And I'm Rain Man, like I'm Dustin Hoffman. Chaz Kangas rocks on and he's rocking off, and then he's off the meat rack and off the radar, and I slay hard, wearing a half mask like Quasar.
Chaz Kangas is a college student from Minnesota and one of the better freestylers in the bunch.
Yo, did you see the last dude? Man, he got his ass chewed, and it went past through the back and got the last root. Boy, original, not subliminals, getting so critical. Is it a lot? No, it's a little, though.
There was a 22-year-old female rapper, a journalism student named Erica Kane, who was spitting some mean ones, as the hip-hoppers put it.
Yo, the devil's coming for me, demons eating at me. It's kind of scary, dog, I'm feeling like the Reaper got me in a vice grip, and I might flip this like shit. It's like an ice pick jammed in my right shit. It's tight, sick in my crisis. It's the fight to switch my psyche from shyness to righteous.
Several of the rappers, including Sister Kane here, used words that are not usually spoken in polite company, like the captive audience in the subway car, which included young children. I confronted a number of the rappers about that. Organizer Kid Lucky says he doesn't advocate censoring rappers.
It's freedom of speech, you know what I mean? And I don't make those kind of decisions. I let off on a tirade myself if I feel like it, you know, so.
In addition to letting loose with the occasional expletive, these young rappers are something of a shock when their subway car pulls into a station. There are times when the doors open and subway riders expecting another humdrum ride are confronted with a few dozen 20-somethings rocking the house, dancing on the seats. When this rolling hip-hop car pulled into the South Ferry stop on a recent Sunday evening, I approached a woman and her young son who were exiting the car and asked her what she made of all this.
It's interesting. It's what makes New York, New York.
I told her that the rappers were going to continue the show on the ferry.
We might not sit too close.
But it's cool, right? It's all in tune, right? We do it with the groove, the music, because you know you got to choose it. It's the universal vibe. We ride on the ferries. We do it with no fear, because the spirit, I caught it, it's right here and now. Every town to town, we rock it on top of the water, because you know we get down. America, fear not, fear not, America, fear not, fear not, America.
A number of the older folks who came within earshot of the hip-hop performers seemed open to these young people rapping in public, even if they didn't necessarily like what they heard. Sheila Rowan rode the ferry with her two granddaughters.
I think it's a great idea because they have something to say.
Once I knew a man and loved him oh so deep that the mention of his name made me want to go to sleep so I could dream of him. Chocolate brown skin that made me sing at the touch the smell, the taste. Damn, I loved him so much.
The thing about these communal gatherings that really struck me was the almost trance-like communal vibe these young rappers created in subway cars and other public places. It was an aha moment for me because I remembered back to a time 30-odd years ago when there was a generation gap separating those who dug Frank Sinatra from those who liked rock and roll. The hip-hoppers perform within something called a cypher. It's a circle of beatboxers, dancers, and rappers, or MCs as they're sometimes known, improvising freestyle, rhyming on their feet.
I'm 32 years old, Baba Israel in the place.
Baba Israel is a teacher and performer who spent years in cyphers. Israel says public cyphers have fallen out of fashion in New York City since the late 90s. He's pleased that this hip-hop subway series is bringing them back, even on a limited basis.
Skills are built in this setting, and also you get to rhyme with people who don't necessarily have the same ideas. There's a lot of MCs here, I don't necessarily agree with their lyrics, but we get to build an exchange, and it's not just me with the same old heads, and that's what makes it nice. It's a public experience. We've had a few times where MCs who didn't even know about it just jumped in the train and brought a whole different vibe to it.
And that vibe may be spreading. Hip-hop activists in San Francisco, Toronto, and even Tokyo hope to start underground rapping in their cities. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
Bingo! Bingo! Bingo!